Well, I went to work every day. For 4 days a week, six days a week.
6 days.
Mm, 5 days, and I think we had one half Saturday off in the month, if I remember rightly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you worked there until you got married?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't it wasn't all that onerous a job, you know. But I stuck it anyway.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I enjoyed the company of the other girls, which I missed a lot when I got married and went to Clun, you know, where again I was isolated. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. But I still see some of these girls, the odd ones of them, in town. Not many, but one or two. Yeah.
So when you married, you moved to Clun?
When we got married, we moved to Clun, the old lodge at Clun.
The lodge?
It was the old lodge, you know, which Mrs. Bould used to live in, if you'd been up there, the old lodge down by the farm.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's where Alec's father was living.
That's where Betty was brought up.
That's right, that's where they were all brought up. Mm. And they made a flat round the back of it for Alec's father, and we moved it to that house.
Mm.
And we were there I was there from 59 to the end of 61. Yeah, Anne was about a year old. She was more than a year old.
Mm-hmm.
15 months old. And then we moved to Perthshire. And we were down there for 2 or 3 years. And then we had another daughter down there. And then we moved down to Speyside. And in 1966, we moved to Dalmagui, back home to Tomato.
Back home.
Or mm-hmm. back to this area. We were up there for the rest of our working life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was keeping? Gamekeeping?
Oh, it was gamekeeping, yes. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And I was sort of housekeeping at that time from that there, because I had the lodge to look after and the shooting lodge.
So you worked for the lodge?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The shooting lodge and the...
What did you have to do?
Keep it clean and tidy and have it prepared ready for them coming when they came. But at that time they weren't coming that frequently. It's much, much busier now. It's constantly going on in it. But that time they didn't really. They came several times a year. But they were a fantastic family to work for. And they've been really good to us, you know, through the years. But, So that's... us up to date, and we're retired 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very nice.
Nearly 12 years retired. Yeah.
And what about your daughters? They went to De La Rossi School, or was that closed by then?
It was closed by then. The girls all went, Anne started school down at Nocando in Speyside, their first year there, but from then on they went to Redbeck School.
Mm.
So they had to walk out to the end of the road to get picked up with a taxi, which took them to school.
Oh.
And then as they got older and they left local school, they had to walk out the end of the road to get the taxi to bring them down here to get the bus to go to school.
Yes. So the taxi brought them to the village.
To the village where they got the bus to go.
They got the school bus from there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And they all stayed in school till they were 18, and then they all disappeared.
Yes.
But, I mean, they're always back, if you know what I mean.
The three daughters?
Three daughters, yes. And they all went on, you know, I mean, Anne qualified as a physiotherapist in Edinburgh. And all her friends were sort of picking up jobs round about that area. So she thought she'd go further afield. She went to Norwich.
Mm.
And she hasn't come back. Got herself married.
Yes.
Her family then,
yes.
Sandra went to Aberdeen University, did a course in landscape economy, met her husband there that first year. They were on that same course that he came from, Gerrard's Cross in Buckinghamshire.
Oh.
So they've been together since they were 18, more or less.
Yes.
And she looked for lots of jobs, but she eventually got one in London.
Mm-hmm.
So... and they got married and they live in Reading. Jeanette went to Edinburgh College of Art and did a course on landscape design. Got through it, well, took a year out and then got through it. Didn't stay to do her master's degree because she didn't feel she was getting a lot of encouragement from her tutor, so she she got her ordinary degree and left.
Mm-hmm.
Got herself a job first in not Newcastle. What's the white outside Newcastle?
Gateshead.
No, it wasn't Gateshead.
No.
Was it Gateshead?
That's the next little town along.
Yeah, I think it was Gateshead.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't start with S.
Got
that wrong. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. And then she wasn't there that long and she got a job with Newcastle Council.
Mm-hmm.
And with a bit of help from her colleagues, she did her master's degree. She got married and she did her master's degree, had two children all in the next 2 or 3 years. So she's still with Newcastle Council. You know?
Yes,
landscape design.
Well, they have more
planning things, you know. So they,
well, the planning.
Well, sometimes she's in the planning department. She gets moved around. Yes. Mostly, it's a landscape park she's doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The parks department.
Yeah. Spend a lot of money.
Well, they all had more opportunity than you had.
Well, I guess I suppose so.
Yes, indeed.
Although they were we were lucky in that they all got grants. That, because we were, our wages wasn't big enough for us to have to, you know, we couldn't have done it on our wages anyway.
Yeah.
So we were lucky too that they were able to do that without.
You were lucky. It was lucky for them, but for you, wanting to be an accountant, you see.
Well, I may not ever have made it accountancy just because I was coping all right with that sort of stuff in school. I might know that when it came to that.
You might have.
I doubt it. I probably was better off. On retrospect, I wouldn't go in for that anyway. I would rather have gone in for cooking or something.
Yes.
You know, in retrospect, you think, you know. My grandmother, the one who went to Canada, was a cook.
She was a cook for a family.
Well, I don't know, but she did. When she was young, she worked in Strathconan Lodge up in Rosshire, and she was cooking up there. I've got her a cookery book through there, the old. Where it's the lady that's. It's a bad memory.
Mrs. Beaton?
Mrs. Beaton's cookery book. I've got it through there.
And it was hers?
Yes.
Oh, how lovely.
Still look at it sometimes, you know, if you're really stuck for something.
I have my grandmother's old cookery book, and that's dated 1892.
Is that right? Mm. Yeah, this one isn't quite that old.
No.
Because they went out to Canada in 1912, I think.
Mm.